Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
It is the Migs Cast, and I am here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hi.
Glenn Cannon.
Guten Tag.
Hey, it's one of those days, huh?
Yeah, that was a delayed. My brain was like, say something clever.
My body said it in German. Good job.
Dude.
I'm Steve Migs, and I think we're all tired.
Oh, yeah. I know. Welcome
we all
to
partied
Tuesday.
Hard on MLK Day, man.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, okay. We went balls
out. That's the lie we'll tell the world.
Right. Hey, I partied this weekend, let me tell you.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Steve and I in stereo.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I partied hard, too, with a five-week-old.
Yeah, how does that work out?
One of these days, I hope, if my wife doesn't do it, I'm just going to have to incriminate myself and record the conversations that I have with Tatum. Because she's starting to get a little bit more fussy. She still sleeps well at night, so I give her that. But it's like, pretty much all morning, she's cute and cuddly, apparently. And then when I get home, that's when the growth spurts and the fussiness starts. And it's like, wow, 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 ah. And then it's just like, my wife's like, okay, I'm going to hit the gym. I'm like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm totally fine. And then
Steve's
missing
like,
there.
Are you taking the baby with you?
Right? Yeah, her CrossFit gym, apparently people do. So I'm like, I can't wait till she starts doing CrossFit again.
Wow.
So she, no, I'm kidding. But I'm just saying.
A pile of coats and a child.
She's like, pick the baby up.
The baby's all quiet. And the minute that Sid leaves, and I'm like,
she knows.
And I'm like, yo. We got 1 hour, just you and me. Just chill the F out.
Have you tried lactating, man? Maybe that would solve the
problem. I jokingly put my nose in her face, and she started trying to suck on it like it's a boob. And I can feel her tongue.
Milk doesn't come out of that.
And then she gives this look of pure disgust, like, that is not a boob.
Yeah.
That's a dad fail.
Yeah. But we're almost to the point where, like, we're getting to the point where we now use a bottle. So that will help because it's, like, usually around, like, the hour and a half threshold. When Sid's not around, that's when she goes nuts. And so, like, yesterday, Sid came home, and I'm, like, all excited because I'm like, we have the day off. I'm going to get to enjoy cute, cuddly Tatum, not just fussy Tatum. Well, yesterday, you know, apparently she was, you know, she had a dream, and her dream was to make her father miserable, and she was fussy all
morning.
That
dream's going to last the next 20 years, bro.
Yeah.
20 years.
Oh, man, dude. Like, I wouldn't change it for the world. Oh, 25. I would. But I wouldn't trade her in for, all right, maybe I would. No. Honestly,
go to the hospital. They'll be like, "Can I swap this out for a new model, something with more options?"
sir, that's not how that works.
Is there like an on-off switch to her going, "Hey, wow, wow"?
Your little baby Owen Wilson.
Wait, I did record because I didn't end up sending it to her because I didn't want to make my wife feel bad because I like to let her like get that hour away from Tatum and not feel like I need to hurry home. But of course, like I'm like, "Oh, should I send this to her?" But this was yesterday.
Steve looks just bewildered. This is a video. He showed me the video and he's doing like a power blink. Oh. That sounds so awesome.
It's a little pitchy.
So peaceful.
It's a little pitchy.
Here, wait, I can
a little pitchy. Oh man, can we like auto tune that? Can you auto tune that?
Oh yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Hey. Or if we play the show at half speed, then you'll hear what it sounds like when she cries as a teenager.
Yes. Tune in next week. Oh, actually, next week, no Migs Cast. My parents are in town. So.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. I hope no one gets in a fist fight.
I owe my mom, my wife. I owe her to show up home as quickly as possible. Just out of fairness.
Meanwhile,
I get it.
I like to record my cat snoring, so this is what you get over at
no
my house.
No way.
It's the remix.
I don't want to be that guy, but the cat snore is far
adorable.
More soothing
yes.
than...
yes. But then Sid comes home, Baby falls asleep right on her, and I'm just like, okay, I got it. I got some work to do. I've gotten some good advice from some friends. They're just like, you got to work on your breathing. They do pick up on that. I'm like, oh, so me hyperventilating doesn't work well.
The child, yes.
She's trying. So me,
please stop.
Me trying to rationalize by going, why are you being this way? It's not working. You're saying
it's stressing me out. Then
Lulu's getting. She gets all weird by it. Of course, she's like, what's going on, Dad? How do you shut this thing up?
Sid leaves, and the whole household unravels. Is what I'm picking up on. The dog's wigging out. The baby's wigging
out.
That
sounds about right.
Steve's just pacing in a circle, sweating. You know.
That's how she found me. Yesterday, she found me upstairs in the baby room, sitting on the little baby feeding chair, the rocking chair, just rocking, and she's finally quiet.
With this psychotic look in your eyes.
And I just look like I just went to war. I'm just like, I'm so happy to see you.
And she at least she feels appreciated.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, it's incredible. I mean, but and then there are times. The thing is, like, you get so mad. Like, you're not going to take it out on the kid, obviously. It's a poor child, doesn't know what the hell's going on. It's still figuring out life. And then I look at her.
It's going to go on for the next 30 years.
Yes. Maybe even 50. But then you look at her, and she has, like, the most adorable face. And you're just like, man, oh, I'm going to be such a sucker for this kid. Like, this kid is going to get her way all the time.
I mean, everybody predicted it before. Yeah. And then, I mean.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
She screams like a mother effer when she wants to. And I appreciate that she doesn't do it when we go to bed. Like, that's, I honestly, I'll take that all day long. If we could just go to bed and I get a full night's sleep, I'm okay with it. And that's really what's been going on. It's been, it's great.
Doesn't sound all bad.
No, no. The world's
the
not coming to
the next vocalist for Bruiser Brody, thrash metal superstar.
Dude, man, we could just play our songs, but then loop that. You know?
Right?
The audience would be like,
they've
what
had metal bands
I
with Parrot as a lead singer, so you can do this.
I mean, it's better than anything that Kanye's putting out these days.
Bruiser Baby.
Bruiser Baby. Rev, I got a story that I hate to break this to you, but I'm going to put the fear of God in you.
Okay.
This man, I don't know if you heard about this man in China. In China, crazy stuff's going on right now. They got that crazy like virus that's going on that's killing people.
Yeah, somebody sent it to me and it was
the corona or something like that, is it called? Or?
Yeah, and it's just like, well, basically this is how the zombie virus starts.
The coronavirus. Right. It could have been the Tecate virus or, you know, the Seoul virus.
Yeah, it's based off the Mexican virus. Yeah,
they should call it the Sapporo time. No, never mind. Ayo. What the hell is it called,
man? Tapatio virus.
The Tapatio. It's
not sriracha.
May cause hot diarrhea.
Oh, dear. The coronavirus. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Man, I bet those people are like, why? Everyone at Corona's like, look, you can now redeem these for 10 cents. How's that? Is that better?
So that's not why you should be worried. But there's a man in China, 72 years old, and he recently just died. And the reason why he died, he was trying to poop, and he was constipated, and he pushed too hard.
Dude.
Had a heart attack. Died.
Dude. Oh, man. There have been times where I've been sitting there, and I've been hoping that it would something would happen. And it's that thing. It's like you think about it. It's the Elvis thing. We're like, if I strain too much, am I gonna like have an aneurysm? Am I gonna pop a blood vessel in my brain? Or do I just sit here for the next 3-4 hours?
It's like giving birth, to go back to it. I mean, and I witnessed it firsthand. It's like the baby head is like the turtle.
There have been times, yeah.
I won't go into detail, but now this was many years back, but Tawny had made this amazing lasagna.
Cheese.
And the best thing about lasagna is it's even better the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I agree,
and
yes.
It's even better the third day. So basically what was happening is I was having 2 meals a day for 3 days straight.
Cheese.
And it was just lasagna.
Cheese. Oh, so awesome. Much cheese.
I got backed up so bad that I, honest to God, considered calling the EMTs. I was in so much pain. I worried I was going to lose consciousness.
Yeah.
I won't go into the details of everything that transpired in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the pain, the knifing pains in my abdomen and my inability to relieve myself.
Yeah.
I was a stone's throw away from dialing 911 and just saying, look, I need you to come shove a garden hose up my A and just please God help me. It was a terrible ordeal. And honestly, as I think about it, now I have had Italian food, but I have not eaten lasagna since.
Really?
And I like lasagna.
Wow.
Nothing would stop me from lasagna.
Yeah.
Dude, it was bad. Like, I won't go into too much detail on the show because it gets to a realm of you're kidding me, as most of my stories tend to. And it was into a realm.
You need
like,
to subscribe to that Metamucil life, guys.
Yeah,
but when that happens to me, like there are times where I'm like, if I keep trying, I'm going to pass out. So I have to like take almost like put myself on pause because I'm like, you know, you're like. the baby's about to finally come out, and you're just like, oh, man, I just got to give it that one extra thrust, but that one extra thrust might kill me, so yeah. I pump the brakes.
Yeah. Write down the time stamp so you can beep this. I'll just tell you guys this.
Yeah?
I got so desperate. I mean, the pain was so intense that I actually tried and dig the S out. Actually, I didn't have to censor myself.
No, that worked. That was good.
Enjoy your chocolate pudding, everybody.
It was that.
Well,
dramatic.
That's like I was wondering. It's like, are you going to get one of those rooters or something along those lines?
Eventually, what happened?
How you call it, a pipe cleaner?
When I got to the point where you just beep that one section. People don't need to know that about me. But right,
I say keep it and put it in auto tune.
Everyone's gonna be like, hey. But I mean, because people that have never been constipated severely just don't understand the amount of pain.
Yeah.
Like there are knives in your abdomen. And so I got to a point where it was like, I'm going to call 911. And I'm like, man, all they're going to do is come down here with a case of Fleet enemas. And so you got to imagine me like probably in shock from the amount of pain, like ghost white, glazed in sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Got in the car, drove up to Bartels. And just every bump, every pothole was like a death. You know, man? And then I waddle.
I'm laughing, but I'm not
I waddle into Bartels just quivering in pain and buy like three of those Fleet enemas. I go to the counter.
You need a 12-pack of enemas.
That lady probably looked at me like,
a package of an adult diaper. Yeah, dude, right?
And a bottle of whiskey. That would be the funniest purchase ever.
There's a whole process to these
or
two.
Or Four Loko.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I buy them, and the lady's just kind of looking at me like, I wonder what's going on with this guy, because I'm sure I was
fun night at the Cannon House.
I got home, and there's like a whole way you do this, right? You're apparently supposed to lay on your side and
point. I don't know anything about this.
So desperate that when I got back into my bathroom, I just dropped trowel, and it was like when you throw back shots, 1, 2, 3, I just grabbed them, crammed them, squeezed them, dropped them, crammed them, squeezed them, dropped them. Well, apparently in the process of doing this, I tore something.
Oh,
so it looked like Jason Voorhees had had a party in my bathroom. There's blood everywhere. And I finally got some relief. And right about this time, my wife comes home and walks in, you know.
Sees the actual horror movie happening
like,
in her bathroom.
What the hell is going on? I'm like, you wouldn't believe the day I've had. I can't even begin to explain.
And she's like, you're right.
And she's like, why is there water and blood everywhere? I'm like, I had to use enemas to get. And she's like,
I was writing a Tool song.
She's like, didn't you read the box? There's instructions in the box. She's like, how did you do it? I was like, I just stood there and shoved him in. And you don't understand. I almost dialed 911. And she was losing her mind because on the side of the box, it tells you how to do this without hurting yourself. And at that point, I was in so much pain. I was like, what's a little more pain? This thing went on. This whole ordeal lasted maybe 3 hours.
Oh my gosh! All right, maybe
that
I wouldn't
is an actual horror
again.
Movie.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
It's a whole new version of The Ring.
I'm a guy that I frequently super glue myself shut.
Yep.
Or I've used knives to just cut parts of myself off that are wounded that I don't want to deal
did
with
you
anymore.
Not realize maybe you secretly glued that part shut?
No, I don't know, man. No, it wasn't that. I had like a softball in there about the consistency
you know what
of
the
this
worst,
desk.
The worst part about all that is, at least for me, any time where it's been one of those where I'm like, yo, one more push and this might be an ER visit.
Yeah.
And then I finally like hit that point where it's like, just get through it. And
that's
you get
marble.
Through it. And you look down and it's the size of maybe like just
nothing.
Like a golf ball.
Yeah.
Like it's, I mean, maybe not even that big. You know what I mean? Like it's like nothing, like a marble. Like
yeah,
you said.
That's not fair, dude.
And you're like, all that for that. And then there are other times where, not to get too gross, but then you look down and you're like, Jesus, man, that is like, that thing looks like a banana.
There are times you sit down.
A chocolate banana.
Like, you really got to go. You sit down, and it just goes, boom, and you're done. You're like, oh, well, that was nice. And you stand up and turn around, and you're like, how did that just come out of my body?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a human forearm. I mean, like, right. And then you start to think, what
like
have I eaten in the
have
past
its own
3 days?
Page.
Like,
right. Yeah.
What's that thing made up of, man? Okay, there's some teriyaki in there. I mean, how did I make that, dude? Like, that's a damn Star Destroyer in there, man. Like, how did I do? Hey, honey, come here and look at this.
A Star Destroyer.
Anyway.
So, pooch at everyone.
What'd you guys talk about today on the Ming Sketch? Well,
we just shot the S.
Regarding, man, so
legit.
Regarding pooch at.
Legit.
So, you guys know my cat McGee is 20. Okay. Remember the morning of Live Day, she urinated directly in my face. You knew about that, right?
No.
So we've gotten
she's like,
playing
R. Kelly today on Live Day, damn it.
So she's this sweet little girl, but in the past year, her control over her back legs has been going to hell.
That sucks.
Then we developed kidney issues, and then we got into, Tawny gives her 5 or 6 types of medication every day.
Damn.
We've got a small fortune, I'm not kidding, dropped into trying to keep this cat going because her whole front half is killer. Her back half is just shutting down.
Oh, no.
But, the morning of Live Day, she was snuggled on my chest. She stood up, turned around, and stretched. And, I mean, she basically urinated directly into my face, like a 1.5-inch range. That's how I woke up the morning of Live Day. Or the morning of sound check.
Good
setup
way to
for
start.
Live Day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've been battling this. She's on all these different medications. Now she's into like a stage 2 kidney thing. I don't know how much time we've got, but what we won't focus on that. What we'll focus on is, so yesterday my wife went to the dentist. She was in the dentist chair for 7 hours. I think she got 3 crowns and something else.
Damn.
So she comes home and she's, you know, Strokey McStrokerson. She's all Adlered out.
That was my high school nickname.
So she's a mess anyway. Come home, a Vicodin, muscle relaxer, put her in the recliner chair, bye baby, and I'm off. And her cat curls up on her chest. So hours later, I come back home. And as I walk in the living room, Tawny is just waking up. She has her hands up in the air, and she's like, I need your help. And I'm like, okay. Well, little Magoo had basically pooped on her chest, on her shoulder, on her arm, on the arm of the chair. There was poop all the way through the living room, out around into the office where there was more poop. She had pooped on some cold guitar cables. That was rad. That was fun to clean.
Uncool.
But I called it, it was a diarrhea apocalypse. So it's bad enough that my wife.
That was the original name of our band, by the way.
Diarrhea apocalypse. Man, poor Tawny had all this dental work. But then her and I spent a good 45 minutes basically cleaning up this.
That sucks.
There's never a good time to have a diarrhea apocalypse, but it's always when like you've already dealt with enough stress in your day.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you really going to give this to me now?
Yeah,
you're going to deal me this hand.
So we're on, well, you know, the fact that we're having poo talk, I was like, man, I might as well go ahead and share this. Like, that's what I came home to. And Tawny's helped me clean. I'm like, baby, I'll get this. And she's like, no, I'm already up. It's the force of habit. I'm already.
Yeah.
And so her and I basically spent all the, but I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, it was just total
like,
poo.
What's up with our cats? Because I had to deal with cats peeing into a soda box, like, you know, the 12-pack case.
You said bottle. I'd have been mind blown.
Oh, yeah. That would have been something I would have posted. Yeah, I would have posted that on Instagram.
You'd be on America. Well, maybe not America's Funniest Home Videos, but you'd be an internet star.
America's
probably Tosh.0.
Yeah, America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
She peed into a box?
Either Frank or Carl, I'm thinking Frank, and I think maybe it was because the box hadn't been cleaned well enough, and it was a retribution. So we're trying to suss
anger.
All of this
it was
out.
An anger
yeah,
pee.
Frank's done that before because he's a little jerk.
Neither of my cats do that. Neither of them get. They
Carl
don't get pissy.
Doesn't, he, as it were, but Frank does. So that's enough about pee and poo chat, right?
Pee and poo chat on the Minxcast. Later on, we're going to be speaking of pee and poop. No, I'm kidding. So we have our buds in Cryptamnesia coming back in studio. They're going to have a big show coming up at El Corazon. We'll talk to them in a little bit when they get to join us. But I'm trying to think of what else has been going on. Other than that, like my weekend really has just been doing the baby stuff. I did wrestle, kind of wrestled on Sunday night.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Well, Chris Bay was a champion for Without a Cause Wrestling. He's actually like a well-renowned like indie wrestler, and he comes to town
and
wrestles.
Awesome.
He's great. Great on the mic. Super funny guy. Awesome dude. Incredible wrestler. He put out an open challenge. Anyone want to come and answer that challenge? So I came out and answered the challenge. I thought, this is going to piss off the crowd. Like, that was the whole point. Like, I come out, people are like, they've been hyping this open challenge, and it's Steve. And then eventually what the plan was, like, I'm going to lose. The real guy's going to come out. It was Jeff Cobb, who's in Ring of Honor. He's a big name in the world of wrestling. So it's
nice.
Like, we're going to swerve people. And then when the real competitor comes out, people are like, this is awesome.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah. So I come out, my music hits, and I'm like, the room is going to be nuclear. But Chris Bay plays a bad guy without a cause. And it's an interesting thing in wrestling. Like, we're both bad guys. And I thought, I'll get booed. But the place erupted for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and
that
I didn't think about it.
Very happy,
you're
dude.
New WAC champion. Yeah. Well, Steve Mayer.
Well, it's like, I'm their bad guy. Like, we're both a-holes, but I'm their a-hole. And, like, you know what? Like,
I get that.
There's a sense of ownership to that.
It's like a brotherhood sort of thing with
so
that.
So I come out and I just got this brand new jacket that lights up. I just finished selling
you
it.
You did not.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I haven't seen it.
Oh, God, yes.
What
the
French toast?
That's amazing.
I bought those LED lights that you could get, you know, like.
Oh, dude.
And that's the back
yes.
of it.
Yes.
And it's,
my
M logo with
the
star.
That's amazing, man. What?
The best part is, though, is I was able to set it because they're on two different settings.
That's incredible.
So the star flashes and the M stays
normal. Wow.
That's amazing.
I spent all morning sewing this into a denim jacket. I don't know how people make this stuff, man. My, up close, this thing looks like maybe a four-year-old did it. But from afar, it looks fantastic.
That was great.
And people are talking about how
I've
awesome
had a lot of cars like that, man. From 10 feet away, they look awesome. You get up close, you're like, oh.
Hey, good from far, far from good.
Yep.
So I'm coming out, super douchey, place erupts. I'm like, this is not the reaction we were all expecting. I get on the mic, and he's laughing. He's like, you're going to be it? Like, and I'm like, you know, first of all, everyone needs to stand up and give me the standing ovation I deserve. And that usually gets a big, like, boo.
And then they did.
They all went nuts.
The entire place. I mean, minus a couple people that still hate me.
I love that all Steve's plans are misfiring in an extraordinarily positive way.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's not like it all went wrong. It's like it all went really right.
It went really
and
well.
It didn't intend for it to.
No, like everything. They did everything. Like, dude, that's what you just got to go with the flow.
Yeah.
So now we're talking. And I'm like, you know what? I want your title. And I'm like, I'd offer my title up, but I checked your Twitter, and you don't have a blue check mark. And the place is like, oh! And he gets mad. He goes, I need a blue check mark. I'm sick of people in person. He's having fun with it. Like,
yeah,
him
yeah.
And I, and like originally, I wasn't going to talk at all on the mic, but he kept clowning on me. I'm like, oh, I got to say something. You know, I can't just be tail between my legs challenging you for a title.
I'm wearing a glowing jacket.
Right! I had a title, too. He's bald. At one point, he's making fun of the fact that I'm bald. I'm like, you're bald shaming me. And that got a nice little pop as well. So then, like, he's in my face. He's like, I need to be verified. If I beat you, you better help me get verified. I have over 10,000 followers. And blah, blah, blah. He starts yelling. And I just go, yeah, I remember my first 10,000 followers. I can
wow.
see it. Like, I can see it in his eyes. He's doing everything in his power not to
That's
laugh.
That's a crack
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the whole thing was like, and I was like, I put my belt down, I turn around, and he just roundhouse kicks me right in the face, knocks me down, then hits me with another kick. Knocks me out, pins me 1, 2, 3, that quick. Like, our promo went way longer than our actual match.
Dude, but that's perfect.
Right, like, we don't need a match. We created the moment.
Yeah.
And now you have to sit down and hustle his Twitter account.
I know. I know. I've been trying. I can't get him verified. Let's get Chris Bay verified. He deserves it. And I'm making fun of him. At one point, I'm like, oh, you're always on social media posting pictures of you working out and getting muscles. Like, I'm thinking like it's an insult, but he's ripped. He's got zero body fat.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And I'm a guy that's not ripped, making fun of him for being in good shape. And like, that's wrestling.
Steve's a lot more ripped than you and I.
Oh yeah.
Rip a fart. That's
I can't even show up to that. You know, round is a shape.
Yeah.
I said I was in shape. I didn't claim it was a desirable
that's
one,
my
but
shape.
It is a shape.
Yeah, a little
but
pear shape.
It was super fun, man. I get knocked out. I get pinned. 1, 2, 3. I leave. Jeff Cobb comes out. Place goes nuts. They have a killer match. Later on, we didn't plan any of this, so it was all improv insults. And so I never know what the line is, you know? And I've always been guilty of sometimes crossing the line and going for someone's. I felt like I was not being disrespectful, but I don't know. Maybe he'd take offense to something I said. So I pull him aside afterwards. I'm like, hey, man, we good? He goes, yeah, why? I'm like, I just want to make sure like the promo was cool.
Make sure I didn't say anything.
Make sure.
And he's like, that was the you challenged me more on the mic than anyone's ever challenged me. He's like, dude, that was so much fun. I hope we get to do it again with an actual match. And I'm like, perfect.
Wow.
Like,
that was cool.
It was a cool moment. Like,
totally,
it was like,
man.
You know, and like, he's like, I like what you do because like, you're not just trying to be Mr. Wrestler. Like, you believe in the character. He's like, not a lot of places let us wrestlers be characters, and that's what I love about, I mean, that's what he loves about Without a Cause Wrestling, is that he gets to go on the mic and be a character. He's not just, because some places they show up and go, what do you want from me? Just give me a good indie wrestling match. Like, bunch of flips, bunch of cool stuff, get people yelling and screaming. But it's like, there's more to wrestling than just that.
Yeah.
There's the entertainment
True, yeah.
side. It's like, imagine going, like, what do you want? Like, show up to a show, and it's just like, just do a bunch of, like, hammer pick,
yeah, play your songs, don't talk to the crowd.
Right, or just like, just do a crazy thing.
Every fourth song, don't forget to tip your bartender.
Yeah, like, it's nice to know that, like, okay, I could be me in this performance. And I think that's what resonates with people. It's like, you got a great wrestler that does all these crazy indie-rific moves, but no one's going to remember those.
Indie-rific.
Yeah, that's what it is. But they'll remember this promo between him and I, which got like a ton of play on social media. One person wrote, I think it was James Vanderbeek, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I think he put, I'd post a GIF of the match, but it happened too fast.
Yeah, it doesn't. You have to have at least like 7 seconds for a GIF, buddy.
But it was so great because somebody posted just the finishing kick, and they wrote, this is half of the match. I was like, he's not lying. It's legitimately half of the match.
That's so wrestling, too.
Yeah. I'd rather do that than have like a 5-minute match that really, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, it was bim, bang, done. No one's going to forget that. It was, and in indie wrestling, nobody gets beat in one shot because everyone wants to get their S in.
Yeah.
But
and it's timely because of the Conor McGregor fight, which ended like 10 seconds
longer than mine. Dude, I'm so glad we did not get that fight.
It was like what, 40 seconds?
It was 40 seconds.
So this is a big pay-per-view event.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big return to the UFC.
Yeah, so Conor McGregor was facing off Cowboy Cerrone.
Cerrone.
He's kind of on his way out, Cowboy is.
Oh,
he's
I thought that was like a food made
but
by
But did Cowboy Cerrone, like, drop this guy in 40 seconds?
No, Conor did.
So Cowboy Cerrone
got dropped. Like, yeah, and he used, like, apparently
he
his
became
shoulder.
The San Francisco treat.
He did. Yes, he did. Yeah. He, like, smashed his, like he dodged a shot and then just basically smashed the dude's face into his shoulder, like, three times.
Oh, God.
Dinged him, and it was over. And, like, just, it was done.
Like, blap, 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 match.
Yeah, yeah. And it was super fast.
I know, dude. I always love those when I miss them because I'm like, oh, I'll just go on Instagram. I can see the whole match in a minute. And it was up there.
Was it? I kept on checking Twitter.
Twitter was a bitch to find it on. Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass because they were just showing him running around after winning. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. I want to see the punch and I want to, or see how it
What's
went
funny
down.
To me is the way everyone would clown on the dude that got his ass whipped that quick.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy could kill
any of us.
99% of the people on the street.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
it's just,
God, yeah.
You've got a wicked MF-er versus a wicked MF-er. People are like, oh, dude, he got beat up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, maybe you shouldn't comment. Because to me, I have nothing to say.
Right, I'll never be there.
Yeah,
it's hard enough for me to get a ticket to watch you lose.
I have a hard time getting out of bed. You know, man?
Speaking of, like, fast knockouts, though, so I talked about last week about the Grit City podcast.
At Battle of the Boat.
At Battle of the Boat, we interviewed Jose Cervantes, who is, he was 1-0, so it is his second.
That's also a virus in China. As well,
it was Cervantes virus. Yes.
That sounds a lot more. Yeah, it sounds a lot more ominous. Actually,
it's not as deadly.
He
when you pee.
The coronavirus is treated with limes.
He ended up. So he got into the
dad
fight.
Jokes.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Oh, I love him.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, cat dad jokes.
My bad.
So we had him on, and we were super stoked to have him on. And then he ended up fighting, and he was the top of the not main event, but the professional only four rounders. So it was like the next one would be six rounds, and the main event was 10 rounds. So he was the top of that. The whole crowd was literally there for him, and
was
erupted. What was even better was that about a minute and a half in, he knocked out his dude.
Even
first
better.
Round. Oh, yeah. So now he's 2-0. And
just riding that high of the whole crowd being behind you.
The whole crowd was so loud. It was amazing to hear that. Like, the place was sold out. There was a standing line for people hoping that tickets would come in. Like, and it, just the whole EQC was packed out.
I would get a hotel room that night and just go balls out party.
Yeah.
If, you know what I mean? Like, you spent all that time training and you won. Be like, honey, we're not going home tonight. We're getting S-faced.
I just picture him coming down off the endorphin rush and the adrenaline high and being like, I'm going to take a shower and go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, dude, do you want to celebrate? Next week.
Just like you, Steve, he has a baby. Like, the thing was that his first fight
right, then, hon, you're going home, take care of the baby. I'm going out and celebrating.
His first fight back in November was the same day that his wife gave birth.
What?
So he was at the hospital
That's
up until
planning.
Like the last
moment. I gotta whip somebody's ass.
The last moment, yeah. And then he just gets down there. He was a little bit late. Didn't even know what his entrance music was gonna go be. He runs in there, knocks the dude out,
what?
And then runs back to the hospital and didn't
did
get to see the birth. Didn't get to see the birth, but was there for the baby and his wife.
It's great. I mean, theatrical wrestling and actual boxing, a little bit different, but I was supposed to have a match the night that my wife went into labor.
Yeah.
Well, she went to labor on Thursday.
You just run down there and knock the dude out and run back?
I mean, I could have if it was written by the booker, but I was like, yo, I'm not going to be able to wrestle on Friday night because my wife's going to have a baby.
This was
that's impressive.
This was his first professional fight.
Was it his first child?
Yes,
oh
I think
gosh.
So. Yeah. Yeah,
this guy needs to write a book on how to get out of stuff.
Oh, dude, he's amazing. Yeah. We talked a little bit about
the
podcast.
From your wife.
Dude, she is so supportive of him.
Well, it's his first professional fight. I could see him like, look, man, this is my first professional fight.
Yeah.
I can't miss this.
That's a good point.
But I love that he's like, honey, I'll be right back.
I somehow think that she was more along the lines of being like, you go do this. This is important. I can push this out, and then we don't know whether or not it'll happen yet, so maybe you'll make it back in time. And
yeah.
He didn't make it back in time, but he still, I mean, got to see the baby.
And I mean, it does probably inspire him to knock that dude out as soon as possible.
And
if I'm his opponent, and like, and I would use it, I'd be like, yo, my wife's about to have a kid. I plan on killing you within 30 seconds so I could get back to her.
I'm picturing that other guy going, oh, dude, this guy's in a hurry. This is going to be bad.
And
this
yet,
dude's in a hurry.
Throw in the towel. Just throw in the towel.
He went back. He was still in his robe and his trunks. I don't know if he was still in, had his boxing gloves on or not. But
that would have been awesome if he's holding the baby
still
with his
boxing
gloves.
Attire.
Can you cut the umbilical cord? I can't. I'm still in boxing gloves.
Man, I can't even work my car keys. You should have seen me getting over here.
It was hard enough to drive. My car's still running.
So props to Jose Cervantes. He kicked ass, and he's going to be doing more stuff with them. So
nice.
It's like him right there. It was just hearing that crowd. Like just same with you, Steve. Just like when the crowd is just going, and you're just like,
oh, it's a highlight. I mean, it's like that with music. I mean, when you get that feeling of a crowd going with you, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Speaking of music, anything? Did you play this weekend?
No, I play this coming Friday.
Friday.
Are just ticking off.
No joke.
This Friday, I'm at the Hideout with 10 Miles Wide, Ocean's Fade, Eve Clark.
Well, it's Tuesday right now.
Yeah, I know.
So you got a couple of days.
Oh, no, it's weird. I'm thinking about everything I need to accomplish between now and Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And still work a full-time job.
Good job, yeah.
Adulting.
Dude.
So what happened this weekend for you?
What happened this weekend? Yeah, I don't remember.
What did happen?
I got to, did I play a show Friday?
I don't know.
I did play a show Friday. Oh, my God.
Steve started this conversation by asking if you played a show on Friday.
I played a show Friday. It was Nicole Moody's birthday party.
That's right. Club
okay,
Sir.
Down at Club Sir. And a bunch of killer bands, like Keith Wright's band, Twasmonaut was there.
They were the band of the week
Wyatt,
on Local.
The boys in Crossing Crusades were there. A bunch of, but it was crazy. It was all these really like bitching heavy bands. And then right in between the two headliners was me and Lance McKay, acoustic. So that was unique. I thought we'd be opening the night, and then they sent me the schedule, and I was like, qua? But,
Parquet.
Yeah, I'd had a burner of a week, so I got down there and was very, you know, very relieved to be able to enjoy some whiskey. And Lance and I played a great set. That was cool. People loved it, you know. It was
That's
really,
so awesome.
Even right in the middle of all that, people seemed really be engaged and dug it. Then I can't remember most of Saturday, but Tawny and I just went and rode motorcycles actually for a while Saturday. It was great to be able to kind of just spend some
time. The weather was cool with that?
It was cold, but dry. Okay. And yeah, we went out and rode for a couple hours, and it was nice just to be able to get away with her. And, you know, there was some cool stuff going on that night. We were like, it's you and me, kid. and then what happened Sunday? Man, I really can't remember. It's all just a terrible blur.
Man, see,
there may have been booking. I guarantee you, every day of the week, there's band stuff. And, yeah, I don't know.
I was the most interesting person this weekend.
Yeah, you were, dude.
Yeah, I went out, was the man about town, and did all sorts
Living
of stuff.
Living the life. Going to a new bar, eating, drinking some cider.
Yeah, the wife decided to do dry January, which I decided I would not do dry January. Most of the time, I'm going to be the person who is the DD, because I found that if I drink anything, a lot of the times I'll just get massive heartburn. I found certain ciders will alleviate that. Like,
Jack
I don't
Daniels
have those issues.
And water is good, man.
Yeah, no, Jack Daniels is brown and it destroys me, man. Like, I'm fine with it at home if I can just, you know, have the Tums if I need them. But,
stomach's all torn up. I've had your Jello shots. That's why your stomachs are all torn up, man. You can strip paint with those things.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I know.
Yeah, that was a mistake with those.
They were some high-octane Jello shots,
Those were
dude.
Bad, yeah. Or
like,
my Everclear cherries.
I could have lit
cherries.
Them on fire. It was like handheld napalm, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's because they had the Everclear cherries in them. So that was why. That
they were really
makes
rude.
Sense. Yeah, sometimes I do that. But, yeah, so I ended up going to a place called the Parkway Tavern for a buddy's birthday, which is down in Tacoma. It's been there for forever, and I'd never gone. So it was super awesome to go there and had the best name for a sandwich. I bought it on the name alone, the turkey pig cow.
The turkey baked cow?
Turkey pig cow.
Turkey pig cow.
Turkey pig cow.
So you got turkey, ham, and meat?
Roast beef, maybe?
I don't know.
Mongolian I don't know what was hamburger? In it. I literally didn't look at anything.
Was it a good sandwich?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so good. Like, I didn't even pay attention to what it was. I was like, I want that because of the name.
Yeah, they didn't call it a meat lovers. They're like, turkey pig cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Sunday, I ended up going to a place called Brewer's Row, which we were trying to kind of figure this out because it's like, it's not like usually with a row, you would be like a row of shops or something like that. And it's just one place. So I don't know how that goes with that.
Death Row's just one place.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's pretty much just one area. And then they walk you out of that area and you don't come back.
Oh.
So maybe that's
maybe this is how this
like
is
a row. Yeah.
If you keep eating those turkey pig cows, you might be
in yeah. Yeah. But with Brewers,
or at least constipated, right?
With Brewers Row.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Fleet, the official enema of the Migs cast.
They had they did coffee in the morning and then beer after coffee or something along those
that
lines.
Doesn't sound all bad.
No, yeah. So they have the Brewers or the brewery sort of thing like that, and they had just the best Mexican food, just super amazing. Like they would have breakfast burritos in the morning, but I had a al pastor burrito, which was very tasty. And
what's in that?
That's barbecue
priest.
Pork. Oh. No, not pastor.
Oh, chopped pastor. Up fathers.
I was going to say priests. Yeah. Yeah.
Father Brown, chopped up.
Yeah. Oh,
he's a good man.
That was where I sent the picture of the gigantic churro.
Yes.
They do churros by the dozen. Or, you know, single if you just feel like that.
Did you get a dozen churros?
I did not. No, it was for everybody that we had. There was a whole bunch of people there.
I made
no,
it to nine.
I did eat.
I don't know why my churros.
I ate a lot of them. Yeah. I did eat a lot of them.
Churros are fantastic. Have you ever had churros with ice cream?
No.
We went to, when we were in, somewhere in California, my wife and I went, right? One of those beaches.
You sound like me. I don't know where we were.
Laguna Beach, maybe? I don't know. But there was like an ice cream place we went to, and they had ice cream or frozen yogurt, depending on what you wanted. And then they put a giant churro in the ice cream, a freshly made churro. Like they make them right there, and they'd bend it so it looked like a heart, and it'd go like the
That's
bottom's.
That's adorable.
Oh, but not only adorable, but delicious. Oh, yeah. My God.
These were hot, fresh churros as well. The like, only thing we I had wish, to wait for them to cool.
I wish they would have pulled that churro out immediately because the hot would make
Melted
the ice
it?
Cream melt. And that's my one thing. I don't want my ice cream melting, man.
Wait, because you're drinking cream at that point.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
It's fine, but I just want to, I want, yeah, you know what I know.
I know what you know.
You know what I know.
Well, but when you treat it like a, because like I like to do the hot apple pie with a couple scoops of French vanilla because the ice cream melts into the pie.
The alamo, yeah.
And it creates like a paste that is amazing. It's like sauce.
Yeah, I think you're alone on that one.
Am I solo on that?
Yeah, you might be solo on that one.
Because like, Tawny's like, no, I want my apple pie cold. I'm like, then it won't melt the ice cream. She's like, exactly. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Don't you want that sauce?
I mean,
sauce?
I like warm pie.
Yeah, that's a good
but
call,
I don't know
though.
If I necessarily want warm ice cream on top of the pie.
No, the ice cream's cold,
but
the
I want
hot
warm
pie.
Yeah.
Melts. Yeah.
That's the one time where I think I'm willing to give it a pass. Yeah, because you kind of want
it
that little bit of
that,
that creamy,
sauce.
Soupy.
Yeah,
I think I'll have to
yeah.
do this. Try this out more for science. You know,
maybe next
research.
Cast.
Do some
yeah,
research.
Yeah, some, yeah, some research.
We should have an apple pie podcast.
An apple pie cast.
Yeah. Apple pie cast.
Apple pie cast.
Wait, the whole podcast we just eat apple pie.
All you hear is.
I mean, we've done.
I can
weirder,
play some more audio of my cat snoring.
We've literally done weirder stuff.
Tatum crying. We have done weirder stuff. I'm in for this. Let's get Rachel Barley in for that one.
For a pie, apple
yeah,
pie eating.
Yeah.
And then we can weigh in on the hot cold pie thing.
That'd be so funny.
So, Rachel, how do you feel about your pie?
Rachel, you're gonna have to eat apple pie with us on this podcast. Sorry, it's the only way we're gonna have
it's
you.
It's literally
on.
Called the podcast. Yeah. Come on.
That's like, well, only whenever we interview hot chicks on our podcast, we
hot
eat pie.
Hot chicks eating pie.
Hot chicks eating pie. We'll get views.
We will on the title alone.
Yeah.
Hot chicks.
Everyone will be so disappointed.
And just all of us eating pie.
Dude, I listened to Hot Chicks Eating Pie on the Migscast and was super disappointed.
But we could put it on like YouTube and like, or even on Pornhub. Like my buddies
God,
that
probably
are,
is it, man. You know what really does it for me is a girl eating pie.
But
naked
people,
doesn't matter.
They'll click on the link thinking, oh yeah, hot chick eating pie. I'm in for this.
Bum me out though, man. I found the clip and the pie was cold, so the ice cream didn't melt. And so my stiffy just went away, man. Got to warm up that pie.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know, man.
Dude, my buddies in the tag team 4 Minutes of Heat that wrestle,
yeah.
they are verified on, I think, Pornhub. And they post videos on Pornhub. And it's just like clips of their matches. But they put very sexually suggestive titles like two men embracing for a long period of time. And it's just them like a guy in a headlock.
Rest hold.
Yeah. Right. Like, man with a foot
but
fetish.
What's scary is are they getting like, it's like, yeah, dude, 1.7 million views.
They're getting views.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
oh,
it's so
that's creeping
funny.
A bit. That's creeping a bit.
Yeah,
it's creeping a lot.
I mean, you get,
but if walking down the street,
whatever
some
works,
be like,
man.
I know you. Be like, oh, no. From where?
Yeah.
4 minutes of heat. I see you on Pornhub all the time. I rub one out to you.
4 minutes of heat, 7 minutes of cold.
More like 4 seconds of heat when you guys are on there. Am I right, boys? Why don't we do a couple of quick voicemails, emails, text messages, and then Kryptonesia will be joining us in a few.
Hello! To the Migscast Messy Cast! Yeah! 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 It's me!
off the hands is good.
Right?
Old school hands now.
Oh, yeah. What, like a year? Double bass.
Oops.
Oh, all right. That ends up.
I pressed the wrong button. Sorry,
radio
guys.
Edit. Yeah, how old is Gahans?
How old's Gahans?
Ziggy, let us know. Email
Ziggy
us.
Ziggy told us Gahans' real name, and that data went in one ear and out the other.
Completely gone. Don't remember it. Doesn't matter. Sorry, Gahans.
I
didn't
listen to that episode to hear the origin of Gahans, because I remember Levi Lyon was in studio.
Uh-huh.
From Lion Pride Music, and he had a couple other cats in here, and all of us suddenly just started round robining that Gahans thing.
Yeah.
I got to listen to that again.
I don't remember how it happened, but it's been with us now forever.
We need an origin story on Gahans.
Behind the music. Yeah.
Can our listeners go back there and remember for us?
Somebody will. And Ziggy, call us. Leave us a voicemail. And let us know how things are with Gahans. I'd say write us, but it's more fun to listen to your stream of consciousness on voicemail.
Straight up.
253-271-4787. We miss you, dude. That's always fun to hear from you. Speaking of voicemails, I might as well segue right into a voicemail.
Ooh, look at you.
Let's go with this guy right here. If it plays. And loading.
Every time that I go work out and I have to use the bathroom, I go into the locker room and there is at least three guys butt naked just hanging out.
Literally.
Just everything's out and about like it's Club freaking Blue Oyster or some craziness. If you want to stand around in the mirror.
Wait a second, did he do a police academy?
That was a. What's funny, as soon as he said it, my brain queued up the music.
Yeah! Because
it was always that stupid song.
Wow.
I bet he was pumping. Yeah. We had Michael Winslow in.
Naked, that's what you do at your house. I pay monthly.
I don't really do it at my house, man.
To just work out. I don't need to see a bunch of naked guys. All right, so save that for the house.
Dude, I told you not to text into the show or call the show. I won't do it anymore. I'm sorry. It's the new gym.
Boys out, boys.
Now, it is true, though, when I had that gym membership and was hitting the gym all the time.
Yeah.
There was always some dude like just
an old white
taking
dude.
Taking his time.
Just
you know, and it's easy enough. You just avert your eyes. You look at your little locker.
Putting his nuts in the blow dryer, man.
You go ahead and you do your thing, and you just kind of don't look, but I'm kind of like, bro. It takes a tenth of a second to put on some goddamn drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just put on some
drawers.
That's
why I wouldn't wear my glasses in the locker room.
You don't want to see the donks?
It's just so everything was blurry, and I just
everything
had to look ahead.
So blurry, straight up, no. Old man donks.
They should issue, you know those wrestling helmets? They should issue little wrestling helmets with the blinders that they put on
the
horses.
Horse blinders, yeah.
So you can put those babies on, you know.
Dude, it's funny you bring up old white guy, because like at the new gym I've been going to in Puyallup, there is this guy, and we have the same guys at a point now. I'm making sure I'm in a different row of lockers because he always goes to the same locker. Like I've been for the longest time using the one locker.
Is he doing jumping jacks in the knee?
No, but like, so I use lockers. I think it's like locker number 62 because underneath it is locker 69, and I always think it's funny.
Nice.
It's like my own stupid joke, but yep. So I use that one, and this guy shows up, and he, I'm not kidding, uses five lockers. He has two different locks, but then he also puts stuff in other lockers.
Are you allowed
What's
to do that?
What's he carrying with him?
I think he carries his whole life with him. I don't know if he has a home.
He's got like a yoga mat, a helmet,
no,
some
it's like
free weights.
Shorts, sweatpants, towels,
underoos,
everything. A gym bag, toiletries, and he lays it all out on the bench.
He gets organized first.
Oh, this guy.
And he smells like cigarettes. And it's like, but like, I'm like, dude, why do you always have to post up right next to my locker? But he does. So I moved to a different locker because I'm sick of dealing with this guy.
I would have like cut off sweatpants, shorts, and a towel. And the towel wasn't for the shower. It was to wipe all the sweat off my face.
Yeah.
And I'd throw it back in the bag and be sure and wash it because if you were going to wash it the next time.
It gets kind of funky.
That towel's wrong.
Yeah, you don't want to wipe your
it's
face
just
with
wrong,
that.
Dude. No. But I had like a lock, that weird elastic gum band you put between your ankles when you do the crab walk.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And I could get in and out of there fast. And because I don't want to, that's not a place I want to hang out. I don't want to be at the gym to begin with.
Right.
I don't like it there. But I don't like the way I look, which is why I'm going to the gym, but I don't like it there. I don't want to be there, man.
And for me, like, I do like showering there. I like to leave clean and all that. Like, so, even though, like, I live, like, 5 minutes, not even, from
this
gym.
Yeah, see, I'd shower
gym.
At home, man.
Yeah, same thing.
I'm starting to get to that point because of that guy. Like, it's like, so I switch. I go to a different row. And yesterday, sure as that.
He seeks out your room.
No, thankfully, no. Oh. Like, him and I think our relationship's over, thankfully, because he'll try and talk to me.
Missile there.
And, like, he's just sitting on the bench, no towel. His balls are just on the bench.
Hey,
like,
man, I'm sitting here nude. Can you help me organize my stuff?
Like, and I'm, like, backed into a corner. It's scary. Yesterday, I go, and I have the locker, and I go to the second to last locker. I'm the only locker in this, like, little row of lockers. I get done with my workout. I get in. Who's getting stuff putting into a locker? A guy who decides to use the locker right next to mine. I'm like, there are
It's like the etiquette when you
personal
work in a bathroom
space,
and there's
man.
Three urinals.
Right.
Unless there's a dude. If the dude's the middle urinal, you can't do nothing about that.
But first off, don't pick the middle one.
Right.
That's a good
point. So, but if you walk
unless you
in
like
and
having people
there's
next
there's three
to you.
Urinals
there
and say there's a guy at urinal number one, you go to urinal number three. If the guy's at urinal number three, you go to urinal number one. It's called a personal sphere.
Yeah.
It's a bubble.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, now if a bunch of dudes going to take a piss, you got to go ahead and 1, 2, 3 it, and there you are, shoulder to shoulder.
It happens.
Eyes front, man. But yeah, with the lockers at the gym, if there's 37 open lockers, don't go to the one with the lock next to it.
Right. I'm making it easy for you. There is a lock on my locker.
It'd be like if you were on a bus and you were the only passenger on the bus.
And I sit next to
and
you.
And I got on the bus and came and sat down next to you.
I hate you. Yeah.
It's like, dude, there's a whole bus.
I hate you.
I know.
That would be the best response. Look up.
Just like, look at him.
You. Not even like give him a chance to say anything. Just look at him and go, I hate you.
We need maybe a more taser-free environment, you know, where it wouldn't be assault. Where you could just tase someone for making a move like that.
Oh,
so
man.
People walk in, there's a naked guy unconscious on the floor, and Steve's just emptying his locker. It's like, oh, I see what happened here. You know? I had to put him down, dude.
I hate this guy.
He stepped into my bubble.
But you
dude.
Already took out that 70-year-old old man. I'm like, his balls were on the bench.
Dude, yeah, man, people sit there. If you're going to have danglers, balls. Let them dangle. Don't be putting those in a public seating
balls on
area.
The bench. Balls on the bench.
Got your balls on the bench, man.
All right, say another voicemail.
I don't get why people don't understand basic cell phone etiquette. Uh-oh. Why are you just calling me out of the blue? Just text me. Say that you're calling.
Truth.
Just let me know ahead of time. Just shoot a little text.
Don't text me to tell me you want me to talk to you on the phone. Just talk to me on the phone.
See, yeah, to me, the text saying I'm going to call you, I would reply like, why the foreshadowing? Like, here's the deal. Call me. If I'm in the middle of something, I won't be able to answer and can't.
And then you can text
and
after.
And then here's the thing with cell phone etiquette. If I didn't answer, leave me a message.
Sir, that's considered rude now.
Because I'll listen to it, mm-hmm. and I'll call you back. And sometimes I call you back, and I'm like, and they're like, did you get my message? Like, nah, man, actually, I just saw that I missed your call, and I called you right back.
Yeah, I've done that.
But
yeah.
The data, I like information.
Plus, sometimes you can just text them the answer, and you don't have to deal with the phone call.
Well, me, a lot of times doing the Uber Lyft thing, it's literally, I cannot take a call with a total stranger in the car. Like, hey, man, you mind if I take this?
No,
you can't do that? Okay, no.
This is my heroin dealer. I need to take this call.
I've been in Ubers where guys have been answering. Dude, and I'm like,
that's not cool.
No.
That's not cool, man.
I remember one time a guy was having an argument with his girlfriend.
That's like, funny.
It was, actually.
I'm okay with that.
And he got a
Steve's like, ooh, I wouldn't have said that, dude.
Bro, you should have just blamed it on me.
Yeah,
don't answer.
Don't call her a hooer and then say you didn't meet. Just don't even go there to begin with, bro.
I never done this, but I always want to be like, someone's like, hey, do you have time to talk? I want to give you a call right now. I'm like,
no.
Yeah, call me. Now I know not to answer. That's what they say.
Well, I do have friends, like, people will call me and then I can't answer. And then they'll follow that call with a text that says, got a minute.
Yeah.
And usually it's, you know.
That denotes like
hey man,
urgency.
Yeah, like, hey, man.
When you have time, let's talk.
A lot of times it's like, dude, I'm mid-driving shift. What's up?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't want to be that. Because I think text is a very dangerous way to communicate depending on the situation.
Yes.
But it's literally like, not for a couple hours. What's up?
Yeah.
And then you'll get a reply. It's like, I just needed to verify X, Y, and Z. And then you can, you know what I mean? Like, so it all depends on how you juggle it. But yeah, I don't need a preemptive, I don't need foreshadowing. You know, there doesn't have to be a preface. We can just get to chapter one. Call me.
Let's get straight to the banging.
Yeah,
and if I'm
not interested in the story, dude.
Text banging.
I don't want to know how they ended up in the limo. Just cut to the limo.
We got another voicemail again, 253-271-4787. People are going to need to step up on the text, though. We haven't got many texts recently. So
what the
voicemails are coming
in.
I know, right?
No,
I'm angry.
You know, I'm a regular traveler, travel for business all the time. And I just have to say there's some people that when you're going through the security line It's not that hard to figure out what you need to do.
Dude, right.
I'm already in love with this call.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You are so on point. Continue, my brother. Continue.
I mean, even if you've never done it before, just look at the people in front of you.
Preach that word. Preach that word.
You are basically having the conversation I'm having with my wife, talking about the people, three people in front of us most times on an airport.
And they Situational awareness. Come on,
they
guys.
They take forever,
like,
man.
Did you not see everybody taking their belt off in their shoes?
Yeah, dude. It's not that complicated.
And just do what they're doing. I mean, take everything out of your pocket. Take off your belt. Take off your shoes. Even if you just can't believe it that you have to do it, just do it. You know, I can't stand it that I'm standing there waiting for this process, which is actually pretty simple.
The TSA cats are really pretty quick.
Yeah.
What jams up those lines is retarded people.
Well, and I mean, just
that's what's up.
Well, and just think about it, any sort of like line situation, and just society breaks down. Like zipper merging,
is the easiest
thing in the world.
Like, you go, I go.
Like
it's not
people
hard.
Think it's a birthright that they are going to be right behind this other car, so they will not let another person in.
And on the flip side, like you don't need to try and get in. Like 10,000 feet before the merging starts. Like, you can work your way all the way to the where the merging, you know what I mean?
Look for a notch. It's one of those things
simple.
You can boil it down to common sense, and it's disturbing.
And the lack that people have.
How few people have common sense.
And driving, you're absolutely right.
You know, well, not even just with driving. Like, I look at that, and I'm like, how do you navigate life?
It's like any sort of line.
Common sense.
The one that gets me, if we're talking about driving, because I see it happen a lot, because we go to the mall, right by our house, the South Hill Mall. It's truly the ultimate IQ test. You're coming into the mall, into the parking lot. They don't have a stop sign for you, right? So you just go in and you get to go wherever you want. Now, the cars that are trying to leave the parking lot have stop signs. But I'll see the people who don't have a stop sign stop and then look at you like you're insane because you haven't gone, like as if it's a four-way stop. And I'm looking, I'm like, I have to wait for you, you idiot. Like, you don't have a stop sign.
Well,
are you stopping for?
I would say in any parking lot, and man, there's a lot of intersections in Seattle that only have metering one direction, especially up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Oh. You got, like, stoplights, but then for the cross street, there's no stoplights. So basically, when those lights are red, that means you can go, is how I look at it. But as a person that drives all the time, I have what I'll call trust issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are retarded. And what happens, like, in that situation, I would slow and be like, neither of these cars is going, and then I would proceed. I wouldn't come to a full stop and sit there, but I guarantee you, I would slow down, and then they're probably going to be like, I got the stop sign. I'm like, I don't know you. I have not had a meal with you. Why should I trust you?
One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life, it was driving down in Belltown, and I wasn't driving, but I was coming out maybe from the Croc, I think maybe the Sponge Show last year. And I know, right? And I was, we were walking.
It was just a display of sponges. It wasn't
art. It was an art installation.
Rev was extraordinarily
Elaine from Seinfeld, letting you know when you're sponge-worthy. Sorry, that's a really
old one, but I got it.
A deep cut, thank you.
So I was walking back to the car, and there was a maybe a taxi driver or an Uber driver or something like that, and he was sitting there waiting for a lady to cross. Well, the Karen behind him honked. And he just rolled down his window and just laid into her and is like, you dumb bitch, I'm waiting for a person. And just yelled at her the entire time he was turning into the next lane. And I was dying. And then, like, she was just like, meh. And I was just, as I was walking towards her, I was like, you know he's right. She would not make eye contact. She just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Attention.
I'm like, you're dumb.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, you're a dumb.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I had a lady, she rolled her window down and started yelling at me. She made an illegal right onto the street I was on and then cut across two lanes to get into the lane I was in.
Oh, geez.
So I got on the brakes.
Are you driving in Tacoma?
No, this was Purian.
Okay.
And she's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I rolled down and I'm like, hey, like, you just made an illegal left and cut across three lanes. I'm the one doing the right thing. And she's like, nyak, nyak, nyak. And then I got into the F you! And then she got real quiet. You know?
Hulk smash. You know?
Use that singer voice.
And it's like, honey, I'll peel the skin off your face and leave you down in the Puget Sound, okay? Well,
and one thing I've learned in Tacoma is, like, seriously, at a stoplight, wait 3 seconds because someone will blow through the
air
and they will just do it.
Trust me, on a bike, my move for all intersections, even if I've got a green light,
I'd wait.
Yeah.
Is I glance right, glance left. If I don't see any movement, I gun it.
Dude, ever since,
I gun it. So it's glance, glance, gas.
Go.
Glance, glance, gas. Just get to the intersection as quickly as possible so that no one comes along and breaks both my legs.
Yeah.
Because there's a thing that people do in Seattle, too, that makes me nuts. Maybe it's not just in Seattle, but.
Text when voicemail people, it's your fault that we're bitching.
No, this is all good. We need to vent.
Yeah, we need this out.
Yep.
The appropriate place to stop at a stop sign is pretty much like your front bumper, kind of in the realm of a stop sign.
Yeah.
Everyone here likes to stop with that stop sign right about where the B pillar is on their car. Have you guys noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time.
Peeking out a little bit.
They pull halfway past the stop sign.
Oh, yeah, that makes me so mad.
And then stop. Now, I'm on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Dude, when I see that, my brain goes, they're not stopping.
Yeah.
And so I go wide left, clutch in, on the brakes, and I'm getting ready. And then what kills me is I look at them like, the F are you doing? And they look back at me like, what? What's I was stopping. Deal? I was stopping.
Dude, it's like a gas station right by.
I want to buy a sap. That's one of those leather bags with a lead ball in it. I'm just going to start sapping people.
Just get one of those whips that the motorcyclists have.
Dude, well, or a firearm, but I don't want to end up in prison.
You don't need one of those. Don't escalate it that way.
Do what you got to do.
But I would just love it. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And you hit them in the back of the neck with that thing and they fall over.
Text me.
And I'm poor. So basically I empty their wallets because that's taxation.
Oh, all right. You know? A-hole tax. All right.
Yeah, I'm just taxing you. Right. I'm just
Glenn
taxing
Cannon,
you a little bit.
The Robin Hood of.
Or something.
Steal from
steals
the rich.
From the poor and gives to himself.
Give to himself.
Glenn Cannon incriminating himself on.
But there's a gas station right by our house like on 39th. It's like a I think it's a Texaco or 76. 76, I think. And everybody that's leaving it creeps out so much that if you're driving down that street, there's two lanes, you have to almost swerve into the other lane.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because, and I'm like, dude, are you that bad of a driver you can't see cars coming without having to pull out where you're like half of your car is
stop,
in the road?
Stop at the line. Stop at the stop sign.
People are stupid.
Or if you catch something the last second and you end up in a place maybe where you shouldn't be. Eye contact and a wave. Like, hey, man, I do that.
My bad.
I basically do the, I'm owning it. I'm like, dude, sorry, my bad. And any driver can see via my body language through the damn windows 30 feet away.
That
I'm looking at him and going, I effed up, dude.
And you hope that's like, you didn't hurt anyone. That I mean, I've had that happen where someone almost hit me and they're like, they wave and they're like, I'm so bad. And I'm like, it's cool. It's cool. We're both fine.
I've had
like,
that on the bike.
I'm not going to get more mad at you.
People have straight run me off the road, merged over into me, and I'm on a Harley Davidson. You tell me you did not hear me? You didn't hear that?
Yeah. But he's too busy on his phone playing music.
Since I'm not hurt, I usually just nod and give a gentle wave like, you know, it's okay. I'm not in the hospital. You know what I mean? Just, like,
it was like seeing,
I try to be patient.
It was like seeing the lady driving on I-5 with, she was knee driving with her phone in front of her with both fingers on it. And I'm like,
no, that's messed up.
That,
I knee drive when I'm eating a chicken and rice bowl. But I mean, that's different. I can still look.
Using the spoon?
Not a fork.
Oh,
but,
okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's terrifying. So anyway,
people are terrible and terrifying.
People at the airport. Common sense. My God. He's
oh, yeah,
right.
That's what we started talking about.
No, I hadn't forgotten. all of this was basically like, I heard this man's pain, and I was like, I so understand.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, can they just keep it consistent? Because there are times we go to the airport, and they're like, sir, why are you taking your shoes off? Why are you pulling your belt off? Keep it on. Keep it on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was here last week, and I had to take my underwear off. Now, all of a sudden, I don't have to take anything off? Like, what?
Special search.
Like, is today bombs are okay? I mean,
bombs are okay.
I prepare for the eventuality because basically, you get there, and it's like, oh, you don't have to take your shoes off. Then it's like, thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
What a nice treat.
My favorite is watching my wife have to navigate through that because she always wears sandals because she wants to be comfortable on the plane, but she doesn't wear socks, and she's a germaphobe. And every time,
walking them dirty floors,
she pulls like she walks like a damn ballerina, like just on like part of her toe, just so the minimal amount of germs can get on her feet. And it's
that's
so funny.
That's funny.
When we're waiting in line, because you could just see her, like she's not an impatient person unless she has to wait a very long time to go through the security checkpoint.
She's not feeling it at all.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. I find great humor in it because I have socks on and I don't care.
I told you guys about the time flying out of Pittsburgh when I had to talk to the nice men with the machine guns. I've shared that story on the cast, I think.
Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. Yep,
where I wrapped my wallet around my watch and I got to. I'm assuming they were Marines.
Yeah, and you're like, sir, yeah. Sir, that doesn't look like.
And I was shoeless at the time because my wallet was in my boot. So there I was in my little sock and tooties, thinking these people are gonna put their fingers in me.
Yep, and they did.
No, they didn't. I didn't get fingered. I've never been fingered at the airport.
And you're very disappointed.
Knock on wood. So I'm not disappointed. I'm gonna mess up my whole flight.
Let's check out another voicemail.
Oh my God, these people next door to me are outrageous. First of all, I thought that they were like some actors for some comedy show or something because they would walk around and call their dog their like baby. It was just totally ridiculous. But now,
what's wrong with that?
She sounds stoned.
Yeah, she actually does. She's got that
I was
stoner.
She sounds hot, and I was like Glenn,
not just stoned, man. She's stoned.
These people have taken it to a whole another level. The other day I heard them calling each other mommy and daddy. I'm like, what in the world is going on over there? They, you know,
don't judge people for
funny,
their fetishes.
Now it's not funny anymore. You know, what about the rest of us that are normal people who've been parents?
Oh, that's where it comes down
what
to.
What does it matter? Hey,
not allowed to call my cats my fur babies. I see how it is.
I just call them fur babies. I just call Lulu my baby.
I don't want to be that guy.
Tatum's big sister.
I don't know what your living situation is, but maybe stop paying so much attention to your neighbors. I like to be the invisible neighbor.
Me too.
Like, hey, man, your house is on fire, so I came over and put it out. Other than that, you'll never meet me.
See, I'm going the total opposite with that. Like,
you're the man about town.
Yes.
You're the king of Tacoma.
I'm trying to be, and also I'm now also the leader of my community
no, you're
meeting.
Not.
Really? I'm the one that's overseeing them all.
What are you doing?
I have a quote-unquote agenda. That
what is
I run
your agenda?
Down. Well, it's stuff like, hey, guys, anything going around in the neighborhood?
It's all pure
no.
hate.
Right. Talking about the weather.
Are you trying to take over? Like, in, like,
oh, I've
like,
taken over.
And destroy them all?
Do
like
Thanos?
No, not destroy them. Build them up. Make it a better place. Because it's really just a whole bunch of old people, and I've realized no young people actually want to go to
Are
these meetings.
Are you trying to steal money from them or something?
There's no money!
He's working them. He's
no,
working.
There's
he's
no
got
working!
Furniture.
There's
it's
no
pyramid.
Working!
Why are you doing this?
Because I think it's fun to do community stuff.
Okay.
So that's just where I'm at. So that's... I talked to like the Safe Streets guy, our community liaison officer.
What is the definition of something that's the complete opposite of fun? Because that's what that is to me.
The monthly neighborhood meeting.
Rectal exam?
Yeah. No, it's an hour. It's an hour, and I was legitimately stressed about it. Like,
really?
It's an hour once a month. Because it was the first time I was overseeing it.
And do you have to go with, like, what is it, the Robert's Rules of Order or whatever it is?
Do they call you, like, a young whippersnapper
I don't know
and
what
stuff
that
like
is.
That?
Or they have. They were like, we need to, I was kind of nominated for it because one of the other guys didn't really want to do it
he
and oversee it.
He had forgotten his own name.
Kind of. And it basically was like, we're gonna let this.
He would have won the vote, the election, but he voted for the rev because he forgot he was running for this as well.
And they were just like, we're going to pass on the duties to the younger generation. And I'm like, I'm 40. I guess I am
the
technically
younger
the younger generation.
You moved into Geriatric Park.
Are you the youngest king of Tacoma?
In our little neighborhood group? Yes.
That is
absolutely.
So funny.
So, yeah, I go to the meetings and just try to, you know, get any information out of the people, and I'll share them on the Facebook pages because that's literally how everyone gets the information. Chris, nobody else cares.
Do you keep your doors locked? When are you usually home? Just getting information.
Yeah, what know? If we see
I'm
Rev in the
out
news?
Who's in my neighborhood?
Rev stealing from all the old people, and we don't know this.
Oh, come on.
I mean, hey.
Probably not.
Probably, though.
Probably not.
Dude, we'll roll by his dude. Place.
Well, there's like an old, there's
all
also,
these
there's
seniors
an old dude.
Out there mowing his lawn and stuff, and I'm like, and painting his fence.
He's created like a cult.
Like, Rev, what's all this about? He's like, I got dirt on all these people. This neighborhood's mine.
He's the cult leader for the old people.
Yeah, dude, they're out there digging in his yard.
There was one
and stuff.
Old guy who hasn't been there for a couple months, and we're really actually worried about him.
Has anyone been about to check on him? Is there a strange smell?
I don't think so.
Did he have pets? Because the pets will live off of him.
Oh, I know, right?
They will.
I know. I'm worried about that.
Sustenance
with my
is sustenance, man.
I'm trying to think of like it's like the Church of Reviology or something like that.
You come by, they're all wearing weird hats. You know?
What the hell is going on?
Here, come
on.
In here, take this test and see if you're compatible with our new system here. I'm sure you will be.
Do you often sing or whistle just for fun?
But we've.
I still love that Faith No More song is basically the questionnaire for Scientology.
It's a questionionaire for Scientology pamphlet. Yeah.
Really?
Is it Land of Sunshine?
Yes. Land of Sunshine.
See, I'll pull it up. And I think Cryptomnesia is coming. They think they're stuck in traffic, and I feel bad because I have to like go to a meeting
in like 15 minutes.
In 15
right?
minutes, and they drove a while. Maybe like you guys could hang out with.
We'll
them
just
for a
plug
little bit.
The hell out of their show.
Yeah. February 3rd.
February 3rd.
At El Corazon.
Keep your shoes on today, at El Corazon.
I believe yes.
Okay.
Get here, we'll, yeah, this song right here.
There we go.
Sounds good, right?
There you go. Yeah, all the spoken stuff is from a Scientology pamphlet.
Let me find the, let me find the parts where it is.
Do you feel sometimes like ages against you?
Does emotional music have quite an effect on you?
These are Scientology questions.
Do you feel sometimes that ages against you? Sing and rejoice, and sing and rejoice.
Yes.
That's interesting. But tell me, do you often sing or whistle?
Just for fun.
I do.
Do you feel sometimes that
ages against you? The old people.
I can help yourself
to get back together, and they're touring. That's going to be a really cool thing. We'll have to go see them again and get
indeed
and get crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just like
Steve and I getting crazy was just standing there shoulder to shoulder singing every song.
Yeah. Isn't this cool?
Yeah. Where we were getting really wild.
Which we call the Revs Cult of Old People, the Order of the Elderly Temple.
Oh, dude.
No.
The cult of
the Children of Rev.
Whoa, but they're
look
old.
In his eyes,
the adult children of Rev.
The Enfuego family.
The cult of old folks Rev and me. They mow his lawn, they paint his fence.
The Rev Davidians.
Rev Davidians.
God damn it, it works.
Yeah.
The Rev Davidians.
Dude, I'll be down with a Sherman tank to blow torch the stronghold right away. Rev
wow.
Davidians, yeah, man.
The wow. Rev Davidians. That is the name.
Are you having sex with the wives yet, dude? Have you parlayed your way into that yet?
No, I don't think so. No.
I love that you're a neighborhood leader.
I'm trying to be
the invisible neighbor. I'm a good neighbor.
Me too.
I've chatted with you. I have my actual property line neighbor. I'm cool with them, but we talk every fourth month.
Okay,
it's just, I'm that, man, when I'm home, for God's sake, leave me alone. I'm so tired. I'm so bitter and angry, and I just want to be in my fortress of solitude.
I know most of the people on my street, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we're going to be doing, like,
I know the names of the neighbors beside me. I don't even know those other people's names.
I know none of
my neighbors'
names. I've
lived there for 5 years. I don't know their names.
Wow.
I don't know
I don't
any
want
of
their
names.
Don't need to know their names. When their mail shows up in my mailbox,
dude,
I'm like, I wonder who
this
is.
What happens if there is a cataclysmic event and you don't know that the guy across the street from you is a doctor and you're bleeding from, you know, constipation and you need some help?
I'll call 911.
But it's not working because it's overloaded. But you know now that there's a doctor across the way.
I guess I'll just go, dude. If it's my time, it's my time.
Dr. Dude,
it was like when I was like, it was right around the holidays. One of my neighbors came up to my door and I gave him, I'm like, why are they coming here? Like, I was putting up Christmas lights. And the lady's like, can you help me get my TV in my house? And I'm like, who are you? And she's like, I live right across the street from you. I was like, sure.
That's how I've met my neighbors, helping them do stuff like that, literally.
And my wife comes and like, who are you talking to? I'm like, our neighbor. She's like, which one? I'm like, I don't know, the one across the street. She's like, what were you doing with her? You left
helping
with her.
Move a TV.
I was like, I was taking a TV out of her car and putting it in the house. She's like,
yoink.
It's like, what? How did that even happen? Like, she came up and asked. I guess I'm because I'm the only one that was out in public at that moment.
Yeah, 2 days into my neighbor moving into his house, I invited him over to one of my really strange house parties, and he had
good,
a great time.
You're a good neighbor, man.
I'm trying to be. I
neighbor.
Own the house.
I,
mean, I don't want crazy
uncool.
lady. I don't want crazy
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So if
yeah.
I know them all and I'm cool
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, keep an eye on what's what.
I'm kind of hoping.
Yeah, I get that. Especially after what you've been through, dude.
Dude, yeah. That was
do
a
they
whole
all wear
process.
Nikes
there's a little PTSD.
That was Heaven's Gate, not the Rev Davidians, sir.
Okay, sorry.
Come on, man.
What were the Rev Davidians? Crocs.
What? Yes!
We're gonna show up to his neighborhood.
Croc Club!
And they're all going to be wearing Crocs.
What if I get everyone their own Crocs?
And they're all going to have Traegers and making like awesome bacon meals.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Honestly, I kind of want to join the Rev Davidian.
Yeah.
I've never worn Crocs. Maybe I want in on this, too.
They're very comfortable. You can get them everywhere, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never had them on my feet. I just don't want to be that guy in Crocs, man.
Just be that guy. Just accept it. They're comfortable. They're waterproof. Don't really wear them out in the rain, though, because your socks will get wet.
Well, right. It's sort of a convertible scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Starting to feel even worse. Like, there's still no... Like, he emailed me. Ticker did from Cryptomnesia saying, we're going to be a few minutes late. We should be there by 11:09. I wrote him back. I'm like, cool, man, but just as a heads up, 11:30, I'm out.
Yeah, I got to bolt at 11:32. I'm doing a sound shift. So I got to, like,
Rev,
pretty much...
you might be doing a...
let's promote the band.
And then you can put them into the Revdividian. Say, Cryptamnesia can join the Revdividian.
Yeah, I truly feel bad because I'd hang here and chat with them. But like when I got your text last night about when we needed to stop, I was like, that's perfect because I got to go home.
Can we play something from them at least?
Yeah, let's play a little bit of their music
right
now.
Yeah,
otherwise,
where are they coming in from?
I think Bellingham. That's why I feel terrible. Like, I thought, oh, we'll have a good half hour. If they show up a little early, we'll have them on.
That's I've been, like, refreshing my email.
Same here.
I just want to throw out there, phoner. Like, if I lived in Bellingham, it'd be like, dude, could I call
I
into
feel
the
terrible.
Show?
Like, I mean, like, that's the last thing I want to do is, like, be like, hey, guys, I love you dudes, but get out. So February 3rd, they're opening up for Wednesday 13 and 69 Eyes.
Wow, Wednesday 13, that's cool.
Yeah, at El Corazon. So that's on February 3rd. You can see Cryptamnesia. We'll play a little bit of one of their songs. Hopefully they'll be here by the time the song ends. But this one's called Hell Within off of their Bump in the Night EP, which came out a couple of years ago. Yeah, I feel terrible, but I thought for sure we'd have plenty of time to chat with them. Like a half hour is plenty. Now we've got 9 minutes.
It's 11:21.
I know.
I got to pee real bad.
Can I tickle you?
No, I will pee.
This could be the music that you use to recruit more people into the Revdividians.
Hey guys, do you like horror metal? Do you like helping your community?
It's a bummer those guys are trying to get here from Bellingham. Just when exactly did you lose yourself?
Bummer part, remember the last time we had him on, Ticker shared that story of that he got kicked out of the station because he tried to like sneak into the building to give his demo to, I think, Taryn Daly or somebody.
Yeah. Didn't work out
like when he was
well.
Younger, he got stopped by security and was like banned from the building.
Oh, dude.
But then we moved to the new building. Yeah.
They thought he was a stalker or something.
Could we just call security downstairs and be like, sir, no, we remember
why
you.
Castle's got a couple weird...
Yeah.
You know. The one guy that thought only Castle could save his mother or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was, dude, this was
that,
here.
That was the guy that was getting arrested outside of our building, and I was going to get lunch, and as he's being arrested by the cops, I hear him go, Migs! Migs! Now, mind you, there are people watching. It's the middle of the day, and they're like business people.
Did you have your gym blinders on?
I look over because I heard my name, and he's being handcuffed. He goes, love the show, man! And I'm like, thanks.
Thanks.
And everyone's looking at me like, what kind of show is this?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Probably one of my favorite moments ever.
So bad.
Let me check my emails again.
I mean,
we could call him. Should we try calling him to see where they're at?
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Here, Rev, this is the number.
Because your meeting is at 11:30, right?
Yeah, I have a lunch meeting with Hair Club, and I have to leave at 11:30.
Your call cannot be completed as...
Oh, this is not going well for Cryptamnesia. Again, February 3rd, they're over at El Corazon. I don't know what time they go on, but I hope they're on time.
Your call cannot be completed as...
This is the remix.
I think I got it. That was
terrible. Oh, they're here. They're on their way up.
You want to still call him or do you want me to hang up?
Hang on.
All right, I'll be right back then. I'll go get him.
Go get him. We're going to have a 5-minute interview. And Rev, if you can hang out for them, maybe do like a couple minutes.
We'll see what we can do.
That'd be awesome.
I'm sorry, man. It's funny because I was originally scheduled at 3, too. And then he, in usual fashion, Dave hit me up this morning and asked me, like, dude, how early can you get in? And I'm like, oh, right away.
Right.
You know?
No, I feel you, man. Like, I thought a half hour was going to be plenty.
Well, bless their hearts, man. They're coming from Bellingham. How long of a drive? Taryn does that.
I think they're coming from Bellingham.
How long of a drive is that?
It's over an hour without traffic.
Oh, God. They've been on the road probably for 2.5 hours.
I hope that they live closer than Bellingham. I'm just, if my memory serves me correct.
It was like, oh, dude, Shoreline. Like, oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, man. That sucks. That's the worst because of the traffic here. I mean, just Seattle sucks getting into town. You can't, like, if you plan to get here too early, you show up way too early. You try and be here on time, you're screwed. We're going to get like a 5-minute interview. Oh, here comes the rev. Ah! Jump on in.
We still got your tune playing.
Oh, yeah, right. We're listening right now. Yeah. I love that.
What's up, man? I'm Glenn. I don't know why. It's been a while, but I was going to record one take.
All right, we're back here. Hey, let's jump on the microphones. What's up, fellas? We got the boys
up,
at Cryptamnesia. Oh, man.
What's up, peeps and creeps? Sorry for being a little late. Traffic was a biznatch.
So, okay, we were talking. I was like, I think they're coming from Bellingham.
Yes.
Oh, correct. Dude, that's
so how long did this take you?
It was almost 2 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. Worth it, though, man.
But I mean, like, I have a meeting. He's got to leave. We're telling the Rev to stick around, so you guys are going to be hang with the Rev at least.
I come from, like, Lake Stevens.
Oh, he's went from Lake Stevens.
Oh, that's no big
deal. We're so sorry for...
Oh, don't be sorry. We feel bad.
No, we feel terrible.
We're looking at the clock like,
We're like, oh,
what are we going to do? So we played a track, and it's like, what are we going to do, man?
We hyped the show. We're like, oh, this is awesome. February 3rd, you guys are going to be over at El Corazon.
Thank you. How long do we have you guys for?
We're here for another 3 minutes, but the Rev can stick around.
Okay, excellent. Wednesday 13. It's okay. We're just glad to be here. Thank you guys for having us. We thought we'd come in full garb for you guys today.
Yeah, that's even cooler.
Bring the Monster Rock with us. Wednesday 13, February 3rd. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know who DK Zero is, but that's a big band too. It's in the Mercury on the 29th. And that band's cool because the girl that's in that band is Kato Punk. She's like a famous, she does a lot of steampunk modeling. Mm-hmm. So she's known for that. And then D-Punk is originally from a band called Abney Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's DK Zero, so we're playing with them as well. Nice, so man. And then, of course, 69 Eyes with Wednesday 13, so we're really stoked.
Rev's ears perked up when we said that you were playing with Wednesday 13.
Dude, yeah, we're stoked. We've had a good couple of years. In just a year, we got to play with Combi Christ, Paraman 5000, and things are just going really well for us. So we dominated Hempfest last year, and they liked us so much. The MC on stage kept telling them to let us play more, and the sound tech guy was getting so mad because he's like, it's not their turn anymore.
Yeah, we've got three extra songs.
Yeah, so we got to play a little longer. And
was it because you were scaring all the stoners with the way you guys are dressed?
Oh, so check this out. So our EP that we got coming out, it's called Isolation, that we're working on, and at the intro is like a bunch of voices that sound like someone's losing their damn mind. And we actually started with that sound effect, and people were like,
awesome.
I'm not cool with it.
Oh, my God, what is that? I want to go home.
Where's my parents?
Can we quickly, because Glenn wasn't here when you guys showed up the last time. I told him about the time that you were banned from our old building. And so can you just give him a...
just you, though. Accosted by security? We were talking about all that.
Yeah, so I had a mission.
That's my favorite story.
When I was 18, I was living in concrete at the time. And I was like, Jolene will take my EP. So I got here, and I just like shimmied past the guard, and I got up there. And it was all kind of weird because the elevators were still kind of like preset like that, but I kind of like took someone's appointment, and I just got right time, right place, and I just swooped right in. And I got up there, and I was like, I'm looking for Jolene to give my EP, and they're like, oh, who are you, or do you have an appointment? And I was like, no.
Like, yeah.
Well, I did until I got up there, you know, like...
Do you have a warrant?
Yes! Yeah. So I got thrown out after I gave the front desk lady the thing, and I just had my head, Airheads moment, and I, you know, and then, so Isolation also has
It would have been
intro.
Better if you'd produced a weapon, like, no, look, dude, I'm going to go talk to Joey. Right now.
Whether you like it or not,
this meeting is happening.
I didn't want to go that far, but, So yeah, that was a good time, and the men's room talked about it because I wrote them about it, and I was really wasted when I wrote it. So instead of talking about the point of it, they just made fun of the fact that I had no punctuation. And they were like kids today, and I was like, no, I was drunk.
Man, it's those guys. If you would have said it with perfect grammar, they would have clowned the fact that it was imperfect grammar.
Yeah, right.
You know, like there's no lack of ammunition.
But that was my little headway on that. And we have, on this EP coming out, we have that little moment clip of them saying, oh, Tick or Twisted, Living Nightmare. That seems about right. You know, because so the song's called Living Nightmare. So that's going to be a lot of fun to release on that.
And they read it all in one breath.
Yeah.
yeah, no punctuation. Yeah. You're reading it all in one breath.
That's good stuff.
Well, I know I got to run. Glenn, I know you got to run. I just saw Castle looking at me like, I'm so sorry. We'll get you guys back in again.
We'll BS for a little bit right now.
Yeah.
I love you,
Rev. We'll still do the podcast. Bye. But now you're in, just to let you know, he's creating a cult for old people called the Rev Davidian. So.
Okay, now I'm going to have to explain it to
I'm
you.
I'm not old, but I'll be a part of it.
All right. I love you guys. Hey, so good to see you.
Thank you, Steve. Yes, and you know what? Thanks, I want to say congrats on your baby, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate
you
that.
Show and, all the moves.
Congrats on all the freaking awesome stuff happening with you guys. Cryptomnesia, the record, the old EP is out. We played a song off of it. New record's coming out soon.
Yes. And thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, F yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I want to talk to you off when we got a moment, but I wanted to see if you were still willing to do a little acting, but I didn't want to put you on the spot. We could talk about
that. We'll figure that out at some point. Yeah, things are crazy in my world, which I apologize
kids,
for.
Man.
But yeah, the stupid kid's getting in the way. But you guys have fun. You're in good hands with the leader of the Rev Davidian.
Jeez, baby.
So, yeah.
All right, yeah, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Much love, guys. Have a killer show.
No worries.
Yeah. We will, man. We will.
So I love the fact that you guys are going to be sharing the stage with Wednesday 13, because some people don't know that Wednesday was the front person for Murder Dolls.
Yeah,
and that's where I first got into them.
That was when I got really into Murder Dolls, Dark Place Alone, and what was that other one? Dead in Hollywood.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Dead in Hollywood. Yeah,
you know. So that's definitely a. A secret hard on for myself.
That's not really a secret.
Yeah, not really a secret.
There was that thing where when Static X was doing their little return, he was like the guy.
Oh, supposedly he was.
Supposedly he was the guy.
Yeah, so Static X just did a. Wayne Static passed away a couple years back.
Yep.
And so they decided to do kind of a revival for Wisconsin Death Trip. And then instead of, they would have different lead singers, or I don't know really how that went about. Like, did they get one person to do the whole thing, or was it just something along the lines of just a new person each time? Do you guys know?
I don't know. It's cool because they got some cool, like, everyone's trying to figure out who it is. And the closest that some of my friends have mentioned is it might, for a minute, they thought it was, I'm bad at names in certain bands, as much as I love them. someone thought it was the singer of Ministry for a minute.
Whoa.
Then someone thought it was the singer of Dope.
Okay. And, I could see Dope. Yeah, the guy from Dope doing that. God, I remember seeing them
but
at the Phoenix Underground.
But then, since they've been kind of hanging with Wednesday, everyone thought maybe it was...
Wednesday.
Damn. And
so it's kind of cool because no one really knows.
Invited to play with
them? Yeah, we got invited to play the Static X show too. But we already had a show that night. And
damn.
Even though it was a really horrible dive bar and it would have been way cooler looking for a Static. We're not the kind of band to bail, so
yeah,
we like,
you got to keep your the stuff that's going on that you've already got scheduled, and you know, for the people that know that you're going to be at a place, you want to be able to play to those people that are going to make it to those ones.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, but that was cool, and I think it's really cool what they're doing, where they have his like face mask.
Yeah.
It's kind of dark, but like in a way, I think it's really cool.
It works. Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing Static X at El Corazon. This was many years ago, and just how amazing that show was. Just having in that small, intimate place. I love Elko, man, just for all of the different shows.
You know, I know they've just been giving us a lot of opportunity, and we're not really the ones that... Like, I told these guys when we started Crypt, I wasn't really into selling tickets, but like you got to sell them for like the right moments. And,
yeah.
El Corazon's been nothing but kind to us with that.
Oh, yeah.
So
Michael Graves was a blast.
Yeah. We sell the tickets and we get those opportunities. You know, just because of that alone, we got to open up for Doyle and Michael Graves.
Nice.
Combi Christ. And just because of our drive to do that.
Yeah.
And, Dana really, I think, appreciates is that we do that. So You know, when Wednesday was coming, I was like, please, please.
There's been a lot of bands that actually have been coming back and doing tours, especially like the 90s sort of that metal scene.
Like Tool.
But you mentioned Ministry, they're going back on tour.
With KMFDM.
Dude.
And I got a big monster hard-on for that.
I know. Remember Stabbing Westward?
Yes, yeah. Stabbing Westward's doing a thing as well.
Yeah. I was with like an EP.
I was stoked about KMFDM. Like I haven't seen Ministry live. I've seen KMFDM a couple times because they used to be based in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. And KMFDM, as I mentioned last time we were here, actually is actually a top three of mine.
Oh yeah.
I don't fanboy a lot with a lot of these heroes I meet, but for some reason I feel like I'm always bugging Jules because you know, I'm always like, Jules, come on, because we have a spooky podcast for our band. We'll bring people on too.
Yeah,
and
we're
like, Jules, and we talk about industrial music too, and I'm like, Jules, come on, man, and I'm always trying to hit him up because he's here locally. And
Jules still here locally?
Yeah, he's local. I thought he was still local.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I saw a post. He said that he's no longer actually with KMFDM.
Oh,
I was kind of bummed about that.
Wow. Yeah, interesting.
He was a part of World War III. I mean, all of that stuff. So
yeah,
That's a bummer. But I got excited to see that.
I'm stoked to see all.
Hit up Dana for that too.
Well, that's the thing too. It's guys, hey, maybe we can hang. Do you have you talked about the top three? That hasn't changed that much then since the top three people that you'd like to work with or bands that you'd like to do stuff with.
Well, it's we're starting to get most of them now, but
that's cool.
Obviously, we want to one day. So on that topic too, because one day we're hoping to hang out with Rob Zombie.
Oh, that'd be really
cool. We went to a Headbangers Con a couple years ago, which was the first of its kind. And,
wasn't that was November of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Tempesta, the original drummer, was there. And
so they actually have a convention for metalheads?
So a little side note of our band, we actually do something really cool. There is a guy named Chris 51, and he had his own TV show on A&E called Epic Ink. It was one of those tattoo ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tourette's.
Gotta shake him out.
He's getting excited over here.
Shake it up.
And we became good friends with him, and he was he hooked up with Morgan Rose from Seven Dust.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, why don't we, and it was actually Chris's wife's idea, but they were like, why don't we create the first Headbangers version of a Comic-Con.
Cool.
And dude, Dave Ellefson was there from Megadeth, and Eddie Ojeda, I can't remember his last name, but Twisted Sister, Butcher Babies, everyone was there. And he did so good. And so we own a company called Twisted Images. We do video as well. And we filmed the whole event. And then through that time, we became really good friends with Chris 51. Why was I bringing that up? We were talking about...
Oh, just the convention, just how convention came
to
be.
So him and Morgan Rose put that together. It was the first. So this year, they didn't do one because they had a hard time. They're trying to hook up with Jose Mangan from Liquid FM. They're trying to do it with something like that, but they're trying to make it work again. But the first one was amazing.
Well, they do conventions for everything. I mean, you'll have the business ones and you'll have the Comic Cons, but just the fact that you could put together, you can put it together for anything. So just having that, it makes perfect sense.
And he couldn't even believe it hasn't been done yet. He was like,
it felt like such a throwback too, most of the stuff. Like a lot of 80s. Stuff was represented because a lot of people like to score the 80s scene.
Dude, it was...
Oh, yeah.
It was totally.
And it made money.
It was such a amazing thing because they had the artist for all of Iron Maiden's albums there. And
An
epic. So you guys all make sure you look into that because
And that's even just looking at some of those conventions, I think... do you guys know about Crypticon? Yeah, we talked about Crypticon.
Last year.
That's right,
Thanks to Don Wood from Murder Weapons.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys know all about that. I mean, that happens in May around here, and that's one of my favorite conventions to go to.
Were you there last year?
I didn't. I missed it last year because it was my birthday weekend.
Ooh, are you going this year?
I am.
Okay, we'll see you there. They got Elvira. Nice. Elvira's showing up. The actress from Devil's Reject's gonna be there, and we'll be there.
Nice, awesome. That is so killer. I just love the fact that the metal community and the horror community. If you look at that sort of stuff, a lot of the times it's very imposing. I mean, when you guys are in full garb right now, I have to imagine driving. If anyone cuts you off and stare at him,
we had so much fun. He was fully done. He was fully done up, but I had to put the green on here real quick. But I still had the hair and the black on, and everyone was like, "Oh,
dude, I was." No, I was doing up on the freeway, and I'd be looking at looking out the window because I'm sitting there doing it on my phone, and I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, okay. I got halfway through. People are looking at me through the back window. They're like, oh, what's going on?
But on the same, point, everyone in both of those communities are super cool, and they're super happy, and it's like, maybe it's just because you get it out in an artistic way. But then, yeah, just having, like, being very appreciative of the fans, and even the fans are appreciative of anyone who comes out to these conventions, so it's a perfect fit.
We found,
plus, the panel we did was almost near packed house.
Yeah, we didn't think that, you know, I mean, we're not famous, so we didn't think that anyone was going to show up and look
at the
music.
People are excited to learn about new stuff,
but
too.
When they found out that there was a music area with a few of the bands that were there, it was packed.
So you guys are going to be back for Crypticon.
Yes.
The next show is on February 3rd.
So it's January 29th at the Mercury here. There's like a private goth club here in Seattle.
Yeah.
And it's there, but it's open to the public for those nights.
So many privates.
Yeah. You're going to go to Mercury and see a lot of privates.
Yeah, maybe. I've heard that. That's how that works.
Privates. Yeah. It's nice.
It's a cool place.
It's nice. Yeah. So that's with DK Zero.
Okay.
Those people that are in those awesome... Kato and D-Punk. And our friend Sky Warden's in that band now, and he was in a band called Amadon a bit ago. So he's doing really good, too. And they're just good dudes, man. So that's happening. And then, yes, February 3rd, El Corazon, Wednesday 13th, 69 Eyes. I don't remember a lot of the talent that's backing us up on the Wednesday 13th show, but I know that our friends Pill Brigade is going to be with us on the 29th. Totally a Dr. Mario reference.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. I mean, then we got one on the 31st, but, you know, that's more of a local thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's Luigi's, which is
Face
of Loki.
I love Luigi's, man.
Love that place. Peter is such a good owner. He has treated
He hooked me up with a keg for my 40th. He was just like, hey, man, let me bring a pie. I'm like, thank you.
Hey, there you go.
our bassist, Akon, he was here last time with us with the pink mohawk. He had almost a too good of a night that night. And he actually brought a beer in from outside. Brought it on the stage, and I was like, what are you doing? You know?
You're going to ruin everyone.
And even though, like, most venues would have been like, get out, Peter was like, it's okay, just don't ever do it again.
Yeah.
We really like you guys. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
he's so good for the local music. And I mean, like, when I say local music, I know he's brought in acts from across on Eastern Washington as well.
John Five was played there a few times.
It's like the best stage, too.
It's a really good stage.
It's my personal favorite venue to play. I really love it.
Plus pizza.
Yeah. Okay. Beer, pizza, and rock and roll. How can you go wrong?
You really can't.
You know?
Well, we're going to end this right now because it's about time to go and I got to pee again. But you guys, go ahead and give a shout out. Give the links to everyone so where they can find all the information. What's the best way to do that?
We have 5 music videos on YouTube. Just look up Crypt Amnesia. It's easy to remember. It's like Crypt, like Crypt Keeper, and then Amnesia, like you forget stuff, all in one word.
Easy to remember.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Crypt everything. Amnesia. We got our EP coming out called Isolation. Which is going to hopefully feature some people in it and some videos. And we have Jason Brooks, who plays the new Jason on Friday the 13th in that.
Wow, nice.
So we have a lot of amazing stuff like that happening coming up. So if you guys love spookiness, make sure you join us and you start hanging out with all of us monsters because...
Oh, yeah. Get your monster.
Let's play Monster
Rock.
Here's
some easy listening tunes from the boys of Cryptomnesia.
I think that's us next.
All right, guys, thank you so much for being on. And for Glenn, for myself, for Steve. I don't know how we end this. So, stay positive.
That's right.
That's right, baby. Stay positive.
Crypt Amnesia on KSW, yeah!
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!